Dr. Wold, National Doctors Day. Let's talk about doctors. Thanks for being with us, Doctor.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Jack. So great to be here again. And yeah, my favorite day of the year, really.
Hey, you know, here's a lot of times on the show, I'm blessed to be able to interview people like Mike Pompeo or, you know, sitting presidents or someone who wants to run for president, a governor, a senator. One of the questions I always ask him, Doctor, is what made you want to, you know, run for this office? What made you want to be a doctor, Doctor?
Yeah, you have quite a lineup. I'm flattered to be part of the lineup with the people you have on the show today. So, yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think Doctors Day is a day where we not only kind of reach out and recognize and appreciate all the providers that put in such great work, and especially during this last couple of years with all the stresses from the pandemic, and all of the things we've asked providers to take on in addition to all the things they do every day. But it's also a great time to reflect on, exactly like you said, why did we take on becoming a doctor? And, you know, it is a huge investment as far as what it is to become educated to be a doctor. And it's a huge investment in your personal time day in and day out as far as a career. But I know that speaking from myself, what's truly driven me to be in the profession is what it gives back, you know, to the patients and to the community as a whole. And I think this year more than ever, we've shown what that is, the dedication of our providers, not only in the work they do, but in the reassurance they give to the community at large with the stresses that we've had.
Doctor,
so I think...
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
No, I'll let you finish the thought. Go ahead.
Well, I just think it's an enormous responsibility day in and day out to have the responsibility of being doctor. But there's nothing better than ending the day with the enormous satisfaction and sense of purpose of what we do, and really the servitude that we have to really making patients not only healthier, but feeling better and feeling more secured. So it is an amazing profession to be part of.
Dr. Tom Wold, Chief Medical Officer, Portsmouth Regional Hospital. Doctor, I want to ask you a question because we had a former Health and Human Service Commissioner on earlier. And one of the things we were talking about, and this is, I think, fair for you to talk about on National Doctors Day, and it goes to the question of what you would advise for someone out there whose loved one, a kid, a nephew, a niece, son, a daughter, or someone themselves wants to become aspiring medical, you know, someone who aspires to be a doctor, and they have to go through that a lot to do it, what advice you'd give. But I want to couch it this way or raise it this way. I've noticed myself over the years, not a distancing between your primary care doctor and the patient, but I've talked to many friends who are doctors who've been at it 15, 20 years. And you're right, the last few years have been very fatiguing on everyone. So that aside, but sometimes doctors want that patient time. They want to connect with the patient. They want that humanized connection. And it seems that medicine and technology have sort of sometimes separated that personal touch. Doctor may not know you. You may see a different person, you know, larger groups, smaller groups. You know, I know the days of the doctor coming to your house with a little satchel bag are over. But my point is, how do we connect that bond between patient and doctor? Or is it still there and very healthy? I just wanted to get your general reaction.
Yeah, I think it's a constant struggle, Jack, with all the demands of a doctor as far as what they have to accomplish every day. You know, I think every doctor will tell you that they would love to have more dedicated time with the patient one-on-one. And it really is a challenge with our healthcare records and everything that we do day in and day out to maximize that touch point between the doctor and the patient. I do think we're getting better. I think there are a lot of things that doctors have gotten better and more facile at. So we're spending less time on a computer and more time in the face-to-face. And systems are evolving so that practices have more support from other people, whether they're medical assistants or nurses. So we really have a team approach that allows us to create more valuable time between physicians and the patients. And, I think that's evolving over time. And I think we learned a lot during the pandemic about other touch points that we can do, whether it's telemedicine or other pieces that add to the patient experience and really make it even more valuable for physicians to practice. Well, so I think you're spot on. I think there's a lot of evolution that is happening in healthcare. And, you know, as we bring on new doctors and train new doctors, part of what we are trying to do is, as we bring new doctors into the system, is train them in the ways in which they can use technology, use these systems, so they can effectively have that time with patients that is meaningful.
Well, I appreciate it, Dr. Tom Wold, for being on the show in the past and for being available and accessible and doing what you do. You obviously love what you do. Chief Medical Officer on National Doctors Day, Tom Wold, Portsmouth Hospital. Thank you, Doctor. We'll catch you real soon.
All right. Thank you.